It's a Tuesday. What do we do at this time of day? We talk to FHN, and it's brought to you by and sponsored by FHN, and it's the Dial-A-Doc program. And today we are joined by radiation oncologist who treats patients at FHN, Dr. Bobby Canero, back with us again today. Dr. Canero, good morning again. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
It's always great to talk to you. I always learn a lot. I understand that you are the president and founder of Paramount Oncology Group, and you've been treating patients now at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN for a number of years. Tell us how long and what is your capacity?
Yeah, so we've been servicing FHN at the Cancer Center, you know, for over 5 years now. You know, we specialize in radiation therapy for the treatment of cancer. And, you know, radiation is a very common way to treat cancer. Approximately, you know, half to two-thirds of all cancer patients get radiation treatment at some point, you know, in their cancer disease process. So that's what we do.
Now, Doc, I understand, you know, you're going to hear today to tell us about a brand new treatment at the Cancer Center, but it involves helping people not with cancer, but with osteoarthritis. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so what a lot of people don't know is that radiation therapy is used to treat not only cancer, but also benign diseases. So non-cancerous diseases. And we've been doing that for a long time, over the last 40 to 50 years. There are, you know, certain bone conditions that we use radiation to treat, and we've been doing that for a long time very effectively. Arthritis, though, is something that we haven't treated in the United States very much, but in Europe, they've been treating it very successfully for the last 40 to 50 years, especially Germany. They treat about 30 to 40,000 arthritis patients every year. So this has become of interest in the United States, and there's been several centers that have started implementing the same protocols that Europe and Germany have been doing, and we've been finding some really good success with that. So it piqued my interest, and you know, I started up the program here at FHN. We've treated our first four patients so far, and you know, they've had really good results. So. We just wanted to, you know, bring awareness to the community that we're offering this for patients who have arthritis that haven't really had great success with the initial medications such as Tylenol and Motrin or physical therapy. If you know, they're suffering from pain and not able to really move their joints that well, and they've been diagnosed with arthritis, I think low-dose radiation therapy may be an option for them.
Yeah, so we're talking about a brand new treatment here, low-dose radiation therapy. And, Doc, I assume that those pain medications, they really don't treat arthritis. They just mask the pain, right?
They just mask the pain. And you know, the difference between the radiation we give for cancer patients versus the radiation we would give for arthritis is really the dose. You know, for cancer patients, we use high doses. But when we use low doses for something like arthritis, you know, the mechanism is different. It actually becomes a more anti-inflammatory effect. So radiation actually creates kind of an anti-inflammatory effect when we're giving it in low doses. So that can help with pain. It can help with the ability to move better. You know, an example is there was one patient who couldn't even close his fist because of pain and difficulty with functioning. You know, and by the end of treatment, he was able to freely move his fist, you know, close his fist, move his hands, and he was pain-free. So, you know, you can have some pretty dramatic results with that kind of anti-inflammatory effect that low-dose radiation therapy provides.
We're talking to Dr. Bobby Canero. He, of course, does treat folks as an oncologist for cancer at FHN. But we're talking about low-dose radiation therapy for arthritis. Doc, is anybody else doing this in the region?
We're the first ones to do it in the region, but there are several centers throughout the country that are offering it now.
And to tell us a little bit about the treatment, how many treatments and how long does the treatment last, that type of thing?
Yeah, so there's six treatments total. You know, each treatment lasts about 30 seconds. But overall treatment time, just getting set up, you know, being placed on the machine, getting off the machine, give it about 10, 15 minutes total. It would be every other day for 6 treatments total. So it's a pretty quick course.
And what about the side effects? Any side effects on this?
That's the great thing about this. You know, there's really no side effects. It just feels like an X-ray. You know, as far as, you know, any feeling of anything, it just feels like an X-ray. So there's really nothing that a patient is going to feel or experience. Now, there's always a theoretical risk of a secondary cancer that can form whenever you have radiation or chemo or anything like that. But over the last 40 years in Germany, there haven't been any reported cases of a secondary cancer. So really, you know, I think the downside is very, very low. You know, if you're taking, for example, ibuprofen, high doses of ibuprofen or high doses of Tylenol, you know, you're at a risk for causing damage to your kidneys, damage to your liver, stomach ulcers. So there's risk with everything. But I think the nice thing about the low dose radiation is that the side effects are very, very, you know, they're really imperceptible.
Now, Doc, who does qualify for this new treatment?
We are offering it to anyone that's over the age of 50 that has not had any surgeries for their arthritis. And if you've had radiation therapy in the past for cancer in that particular area, you wouldn't qualify. But outside of that, you know, if you've been diagnosed with arthritis and you're, you know, refractory or the initial treatments haven't been very effective, and you're over the age of 50, you would qualify.
And, Doc, another important question with this low-dose radiation therapy now for arthritis. Is it covered by Medicare, and what about private insurance?
That's a great question. What we're seeing is that patients do get covered by insurance. Before, you know, the patients we've treated have been on Medicare, and they've all been covered by their insurance. So there hasn't been any issues with that.
And are there any other conditions, Doc, that low dose radiation therapy may be able to treat as well, other than, of course, what we're talking about here today, arthritis?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're seeing a lot of promise for a lot of different inflammatory conditions, you know, such as tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and several other conditions. Because this is all new to the United States as far as becoming popular, we're starting with arthritis. And once that becomes a really established program, we're looking to add on these other potential treatments as well.
Wow. Okay, Doc, great information. Boy, brand new here that we're talking about arthritis at the Cancer Center. Doc, how would listeners out there find out more about this new therapy and how you're treating arthritis at FHN?
As far as if a patient wants to make a consultation, they can call our cancer department, the FHN Leonard Ferguson Cancer Center, and just say that they need a consultation for low-dose radiation therapy and arthritis, and I'd be happy to speak to them on that.
All right, Doc, great information as always. Great to talk to you again, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Dr. Bobby Kaneru. He's at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN, but talking today about treating with low-dose radiation, no side effects, talking about treating arthritis. And you can go to FHN.org, or you can call the Cancer Center at 815-599-7000 to find out more information. The preceding brought to you this morning and sponsored by FHN.